Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, August 20th, 2020. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Barack Obama addresses the DNC and doesn't like Donald Trump very much. What a surprise. Kamala Harris accepting her party's nomination for vice president. Hillary Clinton hints President Trump will try and steal the election. Convention ratings very low. Joe Biden prepares for his big night this evening. Also ahead, Goodyear tires caught up in an unbelievable political brawl. But first, last night Barack Obama gave an address before the Democrats' virtual convention, launching his most direct attacks on President Trump to date. Said Mr. Obama, quote, "I did hope that Donald Trump would take the office seriously. He never did. He has shown no interest in putting in the work in finding common ground. It's just another reality show," unquote. Could have been worse from former President Obama, I think. Kamala Harris becoming the first black woman to win a major party's nomination as vice president. The child of immigrants from Jamaica and India used her speech to discuss her family background while assailing Donald Trump, saying, quote, "His leadership has caused the loss of countless lives and jobs and opportunities," unquote. Earlier, Hillary Clinton suggested the president will try to steal the election, claiming, quote, "We need numbers so overwhelming so Trump can't sneak or steal his way to victory." Wow. Ratings for the Democratic convention continue to tumble compared with Ms. Clinton's coronation in 2016. The broadcast, the first 3 days, averaging about 2 million on the networks. That's minuscule. Viewership on ABC, CBS, NBC down 40% in 4 years. Joe Biden preparing for his biggest night. The former vice president set to deliver a major address as the Democrats' official presidential nominee this evening. Mr. Biden expected to repeat the same campaign theme he used while announcing in April 2019, his mission to restore the soul of America. Now, I have a unfunny line for that, but I am not going to say it. In a moment, Goodyear tires in politics. Uh-oh. Right back.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. One of the biggest corporate mistakes I have ever seen. This is a fascinating story. President Trump now calling for a boycott against the Goodyear Tire Company because of an alleged ban within the company on wearing Make America Great Again apparel and other politically motivated slogans. Apparently, a Goodyear employee leaked to a Kansas television station a document from a Goodyear training manual. Quote, "Acceptable attire Black Lives Matter, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender pride, unacceptable attire. Blue Lives Matter, that means police. All Lives Matter, mega attire, politically affiliated slogans. Now, there is a slide shot on the internet, and there is some audio of an alleged Goodyear instructor saying that. But I don't know if it's true. The company says it isn't true. The company says that they don't have this kind of a policy. But the statement is kind of wishy-washy. Quote, Goodyear became the focus of a conversation that created some misconceptions about our policies and our company. Goodyear has always wholeheartedly supported both equality and law enforcement and will continue to do so. To enable a work environment free of those, we ask that associates refrain from workplace expressions in support of political campaigning for any candidate or political party, as well as similar forms of advocacy that fall outside the scope of racial justice and equity issues, unquote. Well, okay, but you got to explain what happened. What was that screenshot? What is this audio? Is it a fraud? If it is a fraud, Goodyear, you have to file a criminal complaint. You can't just say it's a misconception. Oh, come on. So I don't know. But if Goodyear doesn't file a criminal complaint, then I'm going to say there's something to this. But I'm going to give Goodyear a few days. Now, if indeed is supporting the Black Lives Matter movement, then they're going to lose a tremendous amount of business. So that's just a fact. You can say the slogan Black Lives Matter is worthy and you can embrace it as a corporation, but you also have to say we respect the police outright. You can do both. You can support the slogan and respect the police. So right now, this is a colossal mistake for Goodyear because most people aren't going to really look at it hard. They're going to make their judgments based upon what President Trump or anyone else says. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually writing it. For more news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com and join our Stand Up for Your Country campaign, where we do respect all Americans. In a moment, something you might not know.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. This week marks the anniversary of one of the greatest mysteries in North American history, an event unsolved to this day. The disappearance of every English settler on Roanoke Island 429 years ago today. The colony, founded in 1589, was the first British settlement in the New World, located on the outer banks of what is now North Carolina. Sir Walter Raleigh's crew had a very rough time. Disease, famine, raised from Native Americans. And less than a year after they arrived, the colonists called it quits and went back to England. Months later, Raleigh deployed another 100 settlers to Roanoke under the command of John White. White ran out of supplies, went back to England, and when he returned 2 years later, every single person, all 100, were gone. No signs of violence, no bodies, nothing. The only things found was a single word etched into a wooden post, Croatoan, which was the name of a bay. Investigations into the fate of the lost colony of Roanoke have continued over the centuries, but no one has come up with a satisfactory answer. Historians believe the settlers were either killed by native tribes or tried to flee, dying at sea. Others say the Spanish came up from Florida to raid the British territory and kidnapped or killed everybody. My theory as a historian is that a severe drought forced the settlers to cross to the mainland where Native Americans dispatched them. And here's something else you might not know. The bizarre disappearance of Europeans on Roanoke Island spooked the English crown. Vowing to learn from its mistakes, London dispatched another group of colonists a few years later, but this time they put them north, where they hoped to avoid hostile Indians. England founded Jamestown in 1607 on the shores of Virginia. The first thing they built was a fort and a border wall. Back after this.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.